News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins us. A couple of events and restaurants and things. We're talking some beer and events and all that go along with it. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Bill.
A couple stories this week he's posted at Cleveland.com, and you, of course, can also see in the Plain Dealer. Let's first work in a story about Market Garden Brewery. What's going on?
They got a couple initiatives going. You know, and these guys opened a few years ago. They've done nothing but just grow in one form or another. They started bottle distribution. Well, now they're into cans. They've got three different cans of beer out, beautiful packaging. They've got a lager. They've got a frosty lime wit, which just sounds incredible for the summertime, and they think it's year-round. And they've got a different India Pale Ale. So IPA is always so popular. The Chinook Strike is out now. This differs from their Citramax, which leans more citrus flavor. This is going to lean a little bit more piney. And the guys are doing a great job. They've got a state-of-the-art canning line that's rolling off 50 cans a minute in the production facility right near the lot adjacent to the West Side Market. But the other program they've got going, Bill, is barrel aging. This has been all the rage for a lot of breweries, and for good reason. People are really clamoring for various ales and beers to be aged in different types of barrels, mostly bourbon barrels. Market Garden is going to do it in a very interesting way. They're not using just typical bourbon barrels to age their ales. They're aging an old stock ale in Cabernet Sauvignon barrels.
Mm.
They've got their Festivus ale that comes out around Christmas. That's going to be aged in maple and bourbon barrels, as is their Franklin Castle pumpkin ale. They've got all sorts of different wood and different oak and everything, and they get a lot of their barrels from a distillery in Columbus. So these guys are moving along. They're looking at, they're doing barrel aging. They're building a room for it. It'll hold 300 plus barrels, and they're moving along with their can production. So Ohio City is really humming along.
I was going to say Ohio City's really been helped by the investment that's been made by Market Garden, because you know, Mark, that's a great example of, you can just see it play out up and down the area around there on Ohio City, can't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's actually another brewery coming in, and it's going to form kind of an inverted C if you look at it from a map, and we'll talk about that in upcoming weeks. But yeah, they're doing just a bang up job in Ohio City.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. Okay, there's a beer fest to get on your calendar if you're into that sort of thing. Fifth annual Medina Beer Fest coming up in March. Tell me about it.
Yeah, March is getting to be a very popular month for Beer Fest. You know, it's getting late in the winter season. People get a little stir crazy. They want to get out. Medina Beer Fest is coming in, and it's really interesting, Bill, because I posted a story about last week on this. I've gotten so much traffic, and they haven't even released the brewery list yet. That's still in the works. This will be March 10th at
Weymouth Country Club. Yeah.
And it's going to be a day after the Akron Art and Ale Fest at the Akron Art Museum, and it's a week after the Winter Warmer Fest up in Cleveland. So this looks to be a good one. They're really expecting a few hundred people in Medina. Tickets will be $35. You get 10 3-ounce samples, food ticket, the traditional commemorative glass, and all of that. So this is a neat thing. It's also benefiting a nonprofit. All three of those fests, by the way, coming in early March, will be benefiting nonprofits. This one will go from Main Street Medina. I know you know the area, Bill.
Oh yeah.
For people who don't, it's kind of nice when you see a quaint square that's been well preserved, and that's what Main Street Medina does. They really promote that square conservation there.
Excellent. MainStreetMedina.com is a great site, and they've got some ticket info as well. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. Let me get you out of here on June and the WVIZ Grand Tasting. What do we know?
Oh, this is also neat because, you know, we talk so much about beer events, and there are many beer events, but there's also a lot of wine events that go on a smaller level. There's a lot of dinners and tastings and smaller fests. We talked recently about Grapes Under Glass. That's the Heinen's and Metropolitan at the Nine Fest that's coming up here in April. In June, WVIZ will be bringing back their Grand Tastings and Seminars. Now, they're expecting more than 1,000 people for this two-day event. This went on hiatus last year, and it's bounced around some different venues, but it's going to be entirely held at IdeaStream in Playhouse Square. Looks to be a lot of fun. They'll have a lot of very good seminars. I went to a couple of these a few years ago. A glassware seminar is coming back, which is, if you geek out on wine, this is really eye-opening. But the real coup for them is the organizers have gotten Jacques Pepin to come in. Jacques Pepin is a French chef, notable, one of the most famous. He's an author and multiple James Beard Award winners in the food industry. I mean, this is like winning multiple Nobel Prizes, Pulitzer Prizes, or being the New England Patriots of the NFL. So they are just looking to do a great job. This looks like a lot of fun if you're into wine. The pricing ranges all over the place. The grand seminars will be the grand tastings will be $75, but the seminars will range from $40 to $100. And I've got all the information at cleveland.com, or people can email me at mbona@cleveland.com for more details. But hats off to the VIZ folks.
Good stuff. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Theater, cleveland.com, taking us around town when it comes to different events and restaurants and all involving beer and wine specials. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. And, of course, as we say, read him in the Plain Theater and cleveland.com. Mark Bona, thanks, pal.
Thank you, Bill.